robot now? Is it a robot now? Oh, tell me, John Syracuse, is it a robot or not? I don't know, robot or not.
John, Charlie wrote in and said, in a recent episode of Accidental Tech Podcast, a other somewhat popular podcast John does, while discussing Bono's Stories of Surrender, Casey said, In the Name of Love, which is probably not the title of the song, to which John replied, It is not. It is in parentheses, though. Was John saying that Casey's guess was wrong or merely incomplete? I assume this originally came out to better sell songs that became famous for a chorus or a memorable line that wasn't in the title, but in many cases, including U2's 1984 single Pride, parentheses, In the Name of Love, the parenthetical was there from the start, and I believe in all official listings. Elton John's Rocket Man, on the other hand, is only sometimes listed as Rocket Man, parentheses, I think it's going to be a long, long time. What about variations like the Long Winters' It's A, in parentheses, Departure? When is a parenthetical part of a song title as opposed to reminder text?
Woo. Well, so I said it wasn't the title because the title of the song
Pride.
Is Pride,
In the Name of Love.
In the Name of Love, close part. That's the title of the song.
Yeah.
If you say the title of the song is In the Name of Love, that's not the title.
No.
It's just not.
It's not.
And I said it's in parentheses in the title, right?
Yeah.
You got part of the title, partial answer.
I don't know about this reminder text, and maybe there's retroactive, they stick it in there, but like, otherwise, it's a departure.
The title of the song is whatever's in the track listing for the album release, whatever text they put there, that's the title of the song. I know it's weird. You could put quotes, exclamation points, parentheses, whatever. It's not reminder text. It's part of the title of the song. It's not as if the title ends when you see a piece of punctuation and you decide now the title is over.
When I refer to that U2 song, I say Pride in the Name of Love.
Yeah, you can just call it Pride too. Some people
can
shorten it that way.
But you don't call it In the Name of Love because...
Yeah, if you did that, maybe you're just trying to remember. You can't remember the title off that. You're just trying to... like. It's the song that has that chorus or whatever.
Also, that's
like,
a Thompson Twins song, not a U2 song. There's a song called In the Name of Love.
Well,
it's
I'm
in the
sure
Ghostbusters soundtrack.
There.
Anyway, and Rocket Man, I don't... I'm worried that the record company was like, let's put out what song this is.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, when they do re-releases, they could literally change the titles of songs. Sure. They can... Whatever...
I love it when you got a parenthetical at the beginning, like it's a departure. Because look, there's an art to this. Like Departure is the name of the song, but it's also that like you add that extra flavor to it. Like I think They Might Be Giants have a song called Hotel Detective, and I believe it's she was a in parentheses hotel detective, and it's like it's kind of fun. That's what they sing in the song. You can call it Hotel Detective. You can call it She Was a Hotel Detective.
Right.
I think that's fun. But you're right. The core of what Casey did is he just said In the Name of Love, and that's not the name of the song, right? Like, under any circumstance, is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know which song he was talking about.
Sure.
It successfully communicated the song, but it's not the title.
Yeah. Yeah. The title of Don't Dream It's Over is not parentheses, hey now, don't dream it's over. It's the chorus.
Right. And there's a difference. Like, if we just say, like, oh, what was that song I was thinking of? Oh, it's you know, and you say something from it and they remember, like, you've successfully named the song, but you're going to run into problems when you say, and that is the title of the song.
Yeah.
Because that's not true. But you don't need to make the declaration. If you're just referring to the song, you're referring to it in a way that communicates what song you're talking about, and just don't say, and by the way, that text that I said, that's the title of the song.
Yeah. And as for why people use this, I don't know. I think it's kind of a fun thing. I think that sometimes they think of a song, the artists think of the song some way.
Yeah, or are they like, when you're coming up with a title, should we call it Pride? Should we call it In the Name of Love?
Right.
How about we just do both?
Like,
because they have two ideas for the thing. And
sometimes it can be a meaningful parenthesis. So like there's a 1975 song called I Always Want to Die Sometimes in parentheses.
Hmm.
And that's the whole play on that song, is that it's about, I would, my interpretation here, but like it's about somebody with depression. And the contrast between always and sometimes is interesting, but so they put that in the title, like and sometimes it's just you have the, like, I don't know. I mean, I think there are lots of different ways to do it, and I think it's, I like it, I love it. If I was a musical artist, I would do parentheses in song titles all the time because I think it's fun.
Or what about something like heaven/hell from Churches?
Yeah.
Do you pronounce the slash? Is it just called heaven, hell? Is it called heaven and hell? Like, how do you even pronounce it? But you wouldn't say the title of that song is heaven and the title of the song is not hell either.
Yeah, I out loud, I would just say heaven, hell. But in my mind, I can see the slash in there, right? Because it is heaven/hell. But that's like, it's fun. It's art. It's complicated. It's poetry sometimes. It's great. But Casey's still wrong. So we got that going for us.